I'm curious about the early days of capital raising, how you learned capital raising. You know, what have you learned along the way and how are things different now?
Yeah, this is always the big question a lot of people ask is like, well, how do I get going? And I almost for everybody I've talked to, I mean, almost without exception, there's like 6 to 18 months of just like the most intense grinding that you've seen. Because you're like, it's like you're just like roaming around in the dark trying to grasp something you can't see, right? And it feels like you're pushing that boulder up the hill. And again, you've never done it. And so it's hard. So it's hard to get people to take you seriously because they know you as, oh, you're the medical sales guy or you're the doctor or you're what you like. They don't know you as, hey, I'm a real estate investor. And so one of the biggest things that I tell people when they're first starting out is to get on ActiveCampaign. You can get on other ones, MailChimp, some of these other ones. ActiveCampaign is great because you can scale it literally to the moon. And once you learn those systems, there are people that have millions of people on there and they work great. So it's like $10 a month. And it's basically like an email thing that will constantly, you can just create emails and it just can send out automatically every week, just new things you're doing, events you're going to, what you like about multifamily, and just get your, you know, everybody you can think of, your friends, family, people you went to high school with, get 100, 200 people on the list if you can, and then just start emailing people. Hey, I'm open to have a call if you want to chat. And what happens is you're telling your story in a different way. And that's what, you know, the social media stuff does too. When you post, Ruben, hey, I'm over here, I'm at this event and I was with Hunter Thompson or I'm with Robert Kiyosaki or I'm with whoever, like it tells a different story. And so that's what's really powerful. So I think the biggest thing when people first start out is just really trying to get people to associate you in a different way. When I go to my car mechanic, I expect him to fix my car. Now, if he were to say, hey, Bronson, let me tell you about this real estate deal, I'd be like, well, this just doesn't make sense, right? I don't know him as that. So if he were going to do it, he would have to try to, you know, really take some time and get to retell that story. Hey, this is who I'm becoming. This is, I was this, and now I'm doing this. And so I think that's just a lot of times people, they don't realize that there's a gap people have. And if people don't understand how that makes sense, even though they like you and they know you, their family, they may just not know that that's something you're involved in. And they may not trust you in that because they haven't seen the credibility and just the duration of you doing that.